Hey everyone, what is going on? It is Crypto Bobby, and Bitcoin has hovered above $10,000 nicely right now, about $10,130 as of the time of recording this episode. And there have been some fairly positive developments overall in the crypto ecosystem that I want to talk about. One specifically expanding upon the information from Bittrex that we talked a little bit about yesterday, where they had added a few new cryptocurrencies recently to their exchange. They added 0x, ticker symbol ZRX, yesterday, made it 3 days in a row with three new exchange listings, which was is very much unlike a conservative exchange like Bittrex. So I want to talk about a tweet from @CryptoBully where we'll dive into that a little bit more. I also want to talk about some information from the CFTC Chairman Giancarlo, who had talked a little bit about having federal-wide regulations for crypto exchanges rather than doing these state-by-state issues that I think cause a lot of headache for exchanges as well as cause a lot of headache for users. So we'll talk a little bit about that and just the overall market moving forward. Quick shout out to everybody who had signed up for the Brave browser or downloaded the Brave browser yesterday. If you haven't gotten a chance to do so yet, click on the link below. Would definitely appreciate that. Blocks all the ads for you, supports a great crypto project, and helps me out as well. So definitely appreciate that as well. And hopefully you guys are enjoying that or enjoying playing around with the Brave browser on either your desktop, laptop, mobile, whatever it is you might be using it on. So let's talk about Bittrex today and kind of what I think is a really positive sign moving forward here. And this is a tweet if you are on the podcast. So this is from @CryptoBully on Twitter. And this was specifically in regards to a tweet from Richie LA, who is one of the guys behind Bittrex. He usually tweets, as I talked about yesterday, he's usually the one that tweets when new exchange listings go down. So he tweeted yesterday, keeping the streak alive, day three launch, ZRX now open for trading at the Bittrex exchange. And Crypto Bully, who is actually a lawyer, so send him all of your legal problems. I'm just kidding, but send him all of your legal issues. But you know, he said from his legal point of view, it is a very good sign that Bittrex is adding new coins. They probably wouldn't be adding new coins if they're responding to legal inquiries, investigations. And I thought this was an excellent tweet, really solid point, and I tended to agree with him. And the thing that you want to think about here, at least from a regulatory standpoint, is Bittrex is based in the United States. So they are based in the United States. And because of that, they are not right now at least, they're not accepting USD trading. There are apparently plans that Bittrex will be adding, will be removing US dollar Tether trading and will be allowing fiat trading in the future, but I'm not exactly sure of the exact time frame of that. But Bittrex is based in the United States, so from a regulatory perspective, you know, they are, number one, making a ton of money from exchange fees, exchange listings, trading fees, all that good stuff. But they need to kind of abide by the laws a little bit more so than some of the other exchanges out there that might be a little bit shadier, not based in the US. And Bittrex, as we had spoken about previously before, you know, there was a point in time where Bittrex was adding new listings almost immediately after ICOs. They were being really quick with new listings. They gained a ton of market share and were basically one of the top exchanges by volume for quite some time until around August or September of this year, when what I assume happened is they started getting a number of legal inquiries, investigations from regulators, from whoever it might be, from law enforcement in regards to the tokens that they had listed, whether they're securities or not. And now they've started to add new tokens again, which I think is a very positive sign because Bittrex is a company based in the U.S. They are more legit than the majority of exchanges out there when it comes down to just having public-facing personas as well as usability, functionality. I mean, it's not the best by any stretch. There's no perfect exchange at all. But when it comes down to it, they are one of the more legitimate exchanges out there. So for them to start adding new listings again, in my mind, that means that they probably went through a period of legal diligence, regulatory pressure, all that stuff. And now, hopefully, they're good to go. Otherwise, I don't think they would be adding new tokens again. So that could be a pretty positive sign moving forward for, number one, Bittrex to add new exchanges, but hopefully means there might be some regulatory clarity happening behind the scenes with some of these exchanges, which I would love to see because I think that is a positive sign for the crypto market, not a negative sign if a large exchange like Bittrex is adding new tokens on a consistent basis. Now, if you want to see something funny too, we can pull up the ZRX chart here and take a guess when Richie tweeted about the, if you're watching the video, take a guess which green candle here is when Richie tweeted about ZRX being added to Bittrex. Well, it's the massive, massive, massive green candle where Bittrex went up about 40% over the course of 30 minutes or so. And then following that dropped down, let's say, back down about 20% from that 40% gain and is now stabilized from the bottom of where Richie announced that. Let's say Bittrex is up about 17%, let's say ZRX is up about 17-18%, which is good to see. Now, one thing there, and I've talked about this a little bit in the past, is for some of these new exchange listings, there seems to be, at least with Bittrex previously, some of these other ones too, but this almost supports some of that, is there is a very limited time frame in which you can make money from these exchange listing notifications. You typically have to have money on an exchange. There are a lot of people that have APIs built out and some type of trading algorithm built out to catch this thing the second that it happens, because you're somewhat guaranteed to hit profit if you catch it, ride the wave, and dump quickly. But for a lot of people that might be looking at this chart and saying, oh wow, I can buy into the next new exchange listing on Bittrex when I see Richie tweet something out. Unless you either know something that somebody else doesn't, or have some type of trading bot built out, or have an API connected to the exchange and really understand what you're doing, I would recommend waiting an hour or so, 2 hours before things shake out, because what's probably going to happen, as you can see here with ZRX, but this happens with a lot of other cryptocurrencies that get added to an exchange like Bittrex or like Binance or something else, is they'll shoot to the moon for about 15, 20, 30 minutes and then they'll fall back to earth and they might stabilize. So that's something I would be wary of if you are looking at, seeing a lot of these nice movements with a token like ZRX and say, okay, I'm going to try to follow Richie and I'm going to hop on the next train. You're probably going to be too late. And I would recommend, now that's fine if you want to buy it later, but don't buy something the second that, don't try and buy something an hour afterwards, because you might get caught up in the actual dump of that cryptocurrency. And that's not a fun experience for anybody at all. Now, hopping over to some of the thoughts from everybody's favorite government official, the CFTC chairman, Chris Giancarlo, when he was talking to, the Senate Agriculture, Nutrition, and Forestry Committee, because obviously the Senate Agriculture, Nutrition, and Forestry Committee has a lot to do with cryptocurrency. And nutrition and forestry, Bitcoin go hand in hand. So of course the government, right? But he had said some interesting things in regards to federal regulation around exchanges. First of all, I think the way he is approaching regulation in crypto, I know everybody hates regulation, but it's probably going to come down. And if there's anybody that's going to regulate crypto, I'd probably rather have it be Chris Giancarlo than somebody else, than Ben Lawsky with the New York BitLicense or anybody like that, although Ben Lawsky is on the advisory board of Ripple now and has his own consulting gig, so I don't think he's putting in any more regulation anytime soon. But Giancarlo, this is a quote from CoinDesk, or from Giancarlo, but pulling it off CoinDesk, and I'll link to the article, this CoinDesk article, in the YouTube below, as well as on the podcast below. And he said, any proposed federal regulation of virtual currency platforms should be carefully tailored to the risks posed by relevant trading activity and enhancing efforts to prosecute fraud and manipulation. Appropriate federal oversight may include data reporting, capital requirements, cybersecurity standards, measures to prevent fraud and price manipulation, and anti-money laundering and know your customer protections. And then he said, overall, a rationalized federal framework may be more effective and efficient in ensuring the integrity of the underlying market. And I think, to that point, there's nothing shocking there in his overall statements as far as cybersecurity standards. I think that's a positive, so that you don't have a BitGrail scenario again where you have some company that is basically insolvent and has no idea what they're doing and is pissing away customer funds and leaving customers holding a bag of empty money. So capital requirements, real data reporting, cybersecurity, holding the exchanges themselves accountable, I think is interesting. I'm sure some exchanges out there, potentially like a Coinbase or a Bittrex, are probably more on top of it than others, but having a level of standards there, I think, is an interesting approach for sure. And the anti-money laundering, know your customer requirements, you see those now with Coinbase, you see it with Gemini and some of the other ones that allow US to basically fiat currency to crypto on ramps. There's certainly a level of KYC and no anti-money laundering there, but definitely something to keep an eye on. But I think probably the more interesting thing for anybody based in the US is a rationalized federal framework may be more effective and efficient in ensuring the integrity of the underlying market, meaning that right now there's really, there's 50 different states in the US, and each state basically has its own rules, regulations associated with cryptocurrency trading, exchange listings, things like that. And even there are certain states in the U.S. that might not have access to Coinbase or GDAX. They might not have access to some of the exchanges that you would have access to. There's the New York Bit License. There's different requirements. Putting one simple federal framework together, I think, would do really well and probably open up a lot of innovation in the space as well, when you think about it, because that's one of the big things. Everybody always wants competition with Coinbase, and it's a good thing Robinhood's coming in, for sure. I like Coinbase. They certainly have stumbled, and they've had their flaws. I think Robinhood is going to stumble and have their flaws when they go, but there's a reason Robinhood is only starting their pilot, basically, or their crypto trading with five states, because each state has its own rules, regulations, and they have to go to each individual state and roll it out one by one by one. And this is true across, like, pretty much any financial markets. If you look at like peer-to-peer lending, like Lending Club and Prosper and those guys as well, or some of the other some of the other things too, they're on a state-by-state basis. If there was a federal framework for doing this, it would allow companies to not spend so much on legal fees and regulatory fees and just actually innovate and add value. So I think that would be fantastic to see. Who knows if that'll actually take place or not? I'm sure that would be a far out vision, but I would rather see a federal framework that makes sense than having these stupid 50 individual states that make, a company like Coinbase or Robinhood or any company that's trying to do anything have to hire a lawyer to go after and speak to regulators in every single state in the United States or close to that, just to get permission to operate in that specific state. So I think that would be a really positive thing in the long run if it were to happen. Now, outside of that, just generally speaking in the markets, right now for me personally, so I'm kind of holding tight with what I'm doing at this point in time. My portfolio has stayed fairly stable, and I don't have any, I'm not looking to make any movements. I'm kind of riding out this little bit of a wave we've got going on. The trade I have in ZCL and ETC, I'm still holding tight on, potentially looking at the best times to exit those trades, but I haven't made any moves on that yet either. So my portfolio is exactly as published on my website, CryptoBobby.com. If you ever want to go see it, click on the My Portfolio tab, but my portfolio is exactly as published there. So I haven't made any moves. I've been just kind of calmly riding out this nice little bit of positive momentum that we have going forward here. So excited to see how things might end up shaking out for the time being. Hopefully you enjoyed this content today. I thought it was interesting to talk a little bit. Everybody likes to talk about the five cryptos that are going to moon and all that type of stuff, and that's cool. That's fine. You throw enough darts at the board, and eventually you're going to hit one if you talk about five cryptos that are going to moon every single day. But I think a lot of the more, at least in my mind, some of the interesting things behind it are the backgrounds of these companies and like what's going on with Bittrex and what somebody like the CFTC is saying, because that is ultimately going to, in the long run, that's probably ultimately going to impact the market a lot more than something like some random crap coin doing nice for a little bit of time and then dying off. So I'm definitely keeping an eye on everything moving forward. Hope you enjoyed this episode. If you are new to the channel by any chance, hit that subscribe button and the notification bell so you get the videos as soon as they come out. If you are listening on the podcast as well, would love for you to hit the subscribe button on the podcast and leave a rating and a review. That would help me out tremendously. Thank you so much for your time. Crypto Bobby signing out. Have a good one. Peace.